Hello, welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon, and today we're presenting an original poem by Daniel Hines called Her Favorite Lullaby. A lot of you have been asking for print versions of our stories, and we need a good agent to make that happen. So if any of you have a literary agent you think would be a good fit for us, please contact Dan at storiespodcast.com. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, grown-ups, do you ever want to whisk your family away on a fun and exhilarating adventure? What if we helped you make it a possibility every single week? And from the comfort of your home, car, or wherever you are. It's the Cat in the Hat Cast, a weekly podcast presented by our partners at Purina. Your pet, our passion. Fill your week with sing-alongs, laughter, and a pinch of mayhem as you spend time with the oh-so-mischievous Cat in the Hat and his cautious pal, Fish. Tune in with the whole family, including your furriest friends, because when we spend time together, the fun never ends. You'll never guess what surprises the Cat in the Hat will pull out of his hat next. Follow the Cat in the Hat Cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Her Favorite Lullaby. Once upon a time, in a kingdom green and kind, the queen needed a vacation to let her mind unwind. The prince said, "Take a trip and leave the princess here with me. How much trouble can she be? After all, she's only three." So the queen packed up her bags, loaded a carriage strong, and gave the prince a hug. But before she said so long, she said, "Your little sis will miss me. She'll surely scream and cry. So remember, when she needs to sleep, her favorite lullaby."
"Uh-huh. Yup. Okay, sure,"
the prince said with a wave, foolishly believing that his sister would behave.
"We'll play all day and sleep all night. I'm sure she'll be no trouble. Now get yourself in bubbles. Start relaxing on the double."
So the prince and little princess gladly played away the day. There were horsey rides and tickle fights and colored lumps of clay. And when at last the sun bowed down to that sand dollar moon, the boy thought his princess sister would be sleeping deeply soon. So he laid her down and tucked her in and sealed her with a kiss and thought to himself, truly, that brotherhood is bliss. But no sooner had he thought it and left his girl to dream than she woke the royal castle with a shrill and wailing scream. The prince ran back and scooped her up and rocked and hugged and cooed, but the wailing, flailing princess was not so easily subdued. He tried to read a story. He tried a glass of milk and honey, but the royal princess bawled until her royal nose was runny. So the prince called for the butlers. The butlers called the maids. The maids called in the midwives, and the midwives called their aides. "What can we do? What can be done?" the prince, so sleepy, said. But though they tried their very best, the princess wouldn't go to bed. "Maybe some entertainment will relax our royal ruppets." So the prince called for some puppeteers, who then called for their puppets. They put on a show of the sweetest girl who took the longest, strongest nap, but the princess bawled the whole way through and didn't hear a scrap. So the prince called for the brightest, rightest royal storyteller, who had a beard so long it brushed the ground, a wise and able feller. But every tale he tried to tell was interrupted by the weeping of the little princess keeping on and fighting off her sleeping. So the prince called for the jugglers, and the jugglers brought their pins and sent them spinning through the air with sly flourishes and spins, and they brought the jesters with bells that tinkled as they joked. But still the little princess cried until she left her pillow soaked. So the prince called for the wizard, who then called for his wand and for a flight of fairies fair and forced them to respond. But though that flight of fairies flew and flit before her eyes, the little princess cries did not one bit decline in size. So the prince called for the zooess, who then called for her zoo. She brought giraffes and bats and stags and cats and a wild huffaloo. But though the giraffes, they licked her, and the huffaloo puffed its crest, that mussy, fussy princess wouldn't lay her head to rest. So the bedroom was full to bursting, and the prince was bursting too. His ever-clever brain was blanking on what else there was to do. The animals were stomping, the people yelled a roaring din, and when that crowd was loudest, that's when the queen walked in. "Mother, my queen," the prince, he said, crying joyous tears. "Thank God you're here. She will not sleep. I feel like it's been years." The queen just smiled, eased a giraffe aside, and sat by her princess. "My son, you're wise and fair and kind, but you don't listen the best. I told you when I left that she would surely scream and cry, unless, of course, you sang to her her favorite lullaby. Now you all sit down and listen up, because Mama's here at last, and it's bedtime for everyone. You'll soon be sleeping fast." And then she started singing. Her voice was like a choir, like honey dripping from a comb, like socks warmed by the fire. The words were velvet, melody silk, with downy pitch and timbre. She stroked the princess as she sang with fingers smooth as amber. Lay your head down, little wanderer, you've seen your share today. You've kissed strange roots with muddy boots in the wild's rare array. And tonight your dreams will be of soaring through the air, blue jay. So sleep tight, my little wanderer, you've seen your share today. All the butlers started snoring, likewise for all the maids. Doubly true for midwives, too, and triply for their aides. The puppets all fell over, due to sleeping puppeteers. The jugglers and the jesters snoozed, all interlocked like gears. The wizard started nodding, and soon conjured himself to bed. The storyteller, that wise old feller, used his beard to rest his head. The giraffes were slowly sinking sleepy, long necks drooping too. Same with the bats and stags and cats, and even the huffaloo. The princess stopped her crying and gave a mighty royal yawn. Her eyelids grew so heavy as the queen finished her song that soon she was sleeping silent into a deep and dreamy sleep. And when the wise queen laid her back in bed, she didn't make a peep. The queen turned and looked all round the room at the giant sleeping crowd. She laughed a silent little laugh and walked through quiet as a cloud, leaving the poor prince sleeping soundly, cuddling a juggler tight. The queen blew out all the candles and whispered to the room, "Good night."
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.